I'm excited tonight to continue a series that we started last week on prayer, and we're calling this series Let Us Pray, and tonight we're going to dive in a little bit more in God's Word, and we're going to hear what God has to say about prayer. And I love, let me just tell you this, man, God is stirring something in this message in me. And I've been looking into God's Word, and I've been diving in and seeing what God has to say to us about prayer. And I'm here to tell you, man, God is moving on this Word. Now listen, it's not Pastor Stephen that has this thing to say. I believe this is God speaking to me and to you. And so tonight, I want you to lean in, and I want you to listen, and I want you to, if you can, take notes and write some things down and let God speak to you. And something else that we're going to be making available to you, hopefully in the course of this week, there will be audio message available of the sermon here tonight, and the one from last week as well, available on the Victory app. And if you don't have the Victory app, you can download that. And you can listen to the messages. There's actually hours and hours and hours of great teaching from our pastors, from Pastor Willis and Pastor Jerry, Pastor Elaine, and from Cricket, and for others. Lots of people that have ministry there on the app, and so you'd appreciate that. And so, but I would encourage you to write things down and let God speak to you during this Word. How many want God to speak to you during this time, during this message? That's my heart. That's my prayer. So if you have your Bibles, open with me to Matthew chapter 18. I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And we're just going to jump right in. I'm not going to recap what we did last week because it just takes too much time. I'm going to let you hear that. If you didn't hear it last week, you'll be able to catch that on the audio message. So I want to jump right into the Word right here in Matthew chapter 6. And I'm just going to say a quick prayer. God, let your Word speak to us, God. We want the Word. Jesus, you are the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Lord, we pray your Word would change us forever tonight. Lord, help us to learn to pray in Jesus' name. Amen. One day, Jesus was with his disciples, and the disciples noticed that Jesus was praying a lot. Now, last week we talked a little bit, but I said Jesus prayed more than anybody. I mean, he prayed all the time. He was praying about things. He always said, I want to hear what the Father is saying, and I want to move when the Father says move, and I want to heal when the Father says heal, and I want to do what the Father says when the Father says it. That was the heart of Christ. His desire was to obey his Heavenly Father in all things. And so he spent many, many, many hours in prayer. How many know that? Jesus spent many, many hours in prayer. And so this was one of those seasons where there was miracles that were happening, there was things that were going on, and his disciples came to him and they said, Jesus, listen to this, this is a powerful question. Jesus, they asked God of this, like, Jesus, can you teach us how to pray? Now, how many of you have ever thought, God, teach me how to pray? I want to know how to pray. Show me the way to pray. I want to know the best. I want to learn how to pray. Anybody want to have effective prayer? Anybody want to know that when you pray, heaven moves? Anybody want to know that when you stop things on earth, it stops things in heaven? And when you start things on earth, that it starts things in heaven? Anybody in this room want to know that when you pray, that you pray effective prayers? That your prayers are effective? Is there anybody in here that agree with me on that?
Yes.
Because I feel like in a lot of ways, sometimes as students, you guys will just somebody else will pray. Pastor Stephen will pray. Pastor Jerry will pray. You know, somebody else will take care of that, and I'll just be okay with that. Let them do the praying and let them do the spiritual work. I'm here to tell you, man, we are in a new season of life and things that are difficulties and things that are shaking. There's attacks of the enemy, and I'm here to tell you that you need a prayer life. Why don't you turn to somebody right next to you and say, you need a prayer life. Tell them tell them you need a prayer life. You need a prayer life. And so, yeah, man, so do I. So here's the answer that Jesus gave his disciples. He said, Jesus, teach us to pray. And this is what he said to them. He said, when you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites. Hypocrites. Anybody know any hypocrites? Don't raise your hand. He says, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues on the street corners so that they may be seen by men. All right, so here's what they do. They put sackcloth, and they smear ashes all over their face, and they get all ratted-looking clothes, and they get on the corner, and they just pray. And we're praying, and I'm pray, and it's all for show. It was just a big act. They wanted to get the glory from that. Don't stand so like in a synagogue, so that men could be, so you could be seen by men. It says, truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. That just means they already got their, they got what they're deserving, because they just got the, they took the glory from God. Verse 6, he says, but you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Say, I want to be rewarded. Verse 7, it says, and when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard in their many words. And do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. And then verse 9, this is where we're going to key in. So if you're a highlighter, if you're a note taker, if you like to mark stuff in your Bible or take notes, write this down. Verse 9, he says, pray then in this way. He says, or when you pray, pray like this. Pray this way. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. So the disciples came to Jesus and they said, teach us to pray. And Jesus goes into this beautiful prayer. It's poetic. It's powerful. And I imagine many of you have probably said this prayer before. And if you're on the basketball team, you've said it many times. On Victory Basketball Team, we say it almost every time we meet. But I'm here to tell you there's something more powerful than just the words that's written here in what Jesus said. God wants to show us something. So I want to share with you seven keys of prayer in the Lord's Prayer. Seven keys of prayer in the Lord's Prayer. And what I'm going to do is right now I'm going to go ahead and give you all seven. And you can write them down. But then we're going to start with the first one and we're going to take some time to talk about it. Is that okay? All right. Seven keys of prayer in the Lord's Prayer. If you're a note taker, write this down. He said, the first key is, He is my Father, and He is holy. He is my Father, and He is holy. He is my Father, and He is holy. The second key, God is in charge, and not me. God is in charge, and not me. Third, God is my forgiver. God is my provider. God is my provider. The fourth key, forgiveness. Just write that one word down, forgiveness. The fifth key, you ready? God directs, and the enemy is defeated. God directs, and the enemy is defeated. God directs, the enemy is defeated. The sixth key, humility. Humility. And the last key, faith is in my yes. Faith is in my yes. Y-E-S. Faith is in my yes. I believe there's seven keys that God wants to break into here in the Lord's Prayer. But before we jump into that, we read some things that Jesus said, don't pray. Don't pray like this. So the disciples said, teach us to pray. And the first thing he says, well, don't pray like this. And you remember he said, don't like the guy putting the sackcloth and ashes and putting on a big show. That does nothing for God. So the first thing I want to tell you about the ways we don't pray, don't pray to be seen. It's not about you. Don't pray for your own self-glory. Because don't pray to just because I can say a good prayer, I'm going to say something amazing and bold, and people are going to think I'm spiritual. Because I can pray with good words. Because I'm here to tell you, man, God thinks less of you than he does of the humble little old lady that sits in her closet and just prays quietly to the Lord. He says that is worthless. It's worthless. Why do you waste your time? If you pray pray just so that others can see how good a prayer person that you can pray is, how amazing you are with your words. And if that's why you pray, then you've already received your reward, the Lord says. Don't pray to be seen. The second thing is, don't use meaningless repetition. Now, sometimes I struggle with this. You know, I read that scripture and I'm like, God, but I repeat things oftentimes in prayer. I like to repeat things in prayer. But the Lord spoke to me and said there's a difference in repetition and persistence. There is a difference in repetition and persistence. So sometimes you say, well, you know, I've heard, and this may be you, so don't be offended, but I hear people, and you stand them in there, they're like, Jesus, 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 and I love the name of Jesus, but he's a whole lot more than just his name, and there's a lot in his name, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, but I'm here to tell you, man, sometimes we just repeat things just because we just babble on to make words happen, but that's not what God's asking for here. He's saying, don't just repeat just to repeat, but I believe the Lord said to me, persistence is different than repetition. And listen to this. If you go ahead and turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 5. I'm going to start with verse 5. I'm going to read on a little bit further. And if you're not there, it's okay, just because I'm going to move forward. Just listen to this. Then he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come from a journey and I have nothing to set before him. Verse 7, and from the inside he answers and says, do not bother me. The door has already been shut. My children are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. Verse 8, I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because of his friend, yet because of his persistence, everybody say persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. Verse 9, one of the biggest quoted Bible verses, I think. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to him that knocks, it is open. How many of you have heard that scripture before? Well, I love the story that was right there before that. There was a man, and he needed some bread, and he went to a friend's house. The other translations say it was like midnight. It was really late. And he's like, I need some bread. Need some help. I got some friends here. And the guy on the inside of the door says, hey, we're asleep in here. My kids are in bed. Leave us alone. But he persisted. It didn't say he just kept repeating and kept repeating. It said he persisted. So Jesus says in his word here that persistence is key. When you are persistent with God, when you there's another story, and I don't have time to go into it, but there's a widow that was persistent to the king. And when she persisted her request, the king granted her wish, granted her need. And so I'm here to tell you, man, when you are persistent with God's word and God's will and God's plan, and when you are persistent with God's in your prayers, God will answer. Because he said, say to you, ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened. And it says, everyone, say everyone, who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. I love that powerful scripture. God says to you, be persistent. Don't use meaningless repetition. So then he goes and he says, there's the Lord's Prayer, and the first part of that's the prayer is, Our Father who art in heaven. And so we're going to talk about the first key tonight. We're going to talk about this for the next few minutes, and then next week, God forbid, we'll talk about the next key. So tonight I want to talk, well, not next week because we'll be at the fair. But tonight we'll start with the first key. He is my Father and he is holy. He is my Father and he is holy. Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father. Now, it's interesting to me that in the scriptures before that, he's talking about you, and he says, you and you and you and you, about you and about your things and your thing. And then they said, teach us to pray, and he says, Our Father. He didn't say, pray my Father. He didn't say, pray my Father. He said, pray our Father. Listen, I want to encourage you with this. Listen, God, I believe in these, just in these first two words, this word, Our Father, I believe that God is telling us that we are a part of his family. We are part of his family. We are part of his family. He is my Father. Say that. He is my Father. Now, for some of you, you've got an absent father in your life, and you don't even know what a good father looks like. But and some of you do. You have a good father. Now, I've got father. My dad, he's an awesome father. He trained my sister and I in the way of the Lord and helped us to obey him. And both me and my sister, we followed for the Lord persistently throughout our teenage years. And God has brought us to where we are because I believe we're praying parents, my father and my mother, who loved us very much and pray. But I've got a good father. I can call on my father anytime. But see, I don't call my father. I don't say, hello, father. How are you doing, father? This word, listen, in the scripture right here, this word father, literally in the scripture, it's Abba. It's the Greek word Abba, which literally means daddy, like, or papa. Or daddy, or it's a personal word. So sometimes my dad, I'll call him and say, hey daddy, what's up dad? What's up pop? I call my dad, I don't say, hey father, how are you doing father? If I call him father, then I need something, right? But I say, hey daddy, what's up dad, pop, I love you. And this is how because the relationship that I have with him is personal. So I want you to hear this. When Jesus said, teach us how to pray, and he said, pray like this, our Father. He said, pray, Daddy God. Daddy. It's personal. You're a part of his family. So I want to encourage you, when you begin to expand your prayer life, I want you to know who you are praying to. I want you to know that you have a Father, a Heavenly Father, a Daddy God who loves you so much that He gave everything for you. And my dad's a great father. He's a good daddy. And he does good things. But I want to read you the scripture. Luke chapter 11, verse 9. It's right after that. It says, so ask and it'll be given. Seek and you find. Knock and open. For everyone who asks receives. Verse 11. Now suppose one of you fathers is asking of his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish. Will he? Or when he asks for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion. Will he? And verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father, Daddy God, give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Give the Holy Spirit. So I'm telling you, God wants to give you good gifts. You have to realize and recognize who you are. I want you to say this. I am a child of God. He is my daddy. And I love him. So when we pray, we say, our Father, you are my daddy. My daddy. My God. My Father. Personal. It's intimate. It's close. It's real. It's family. He's daddy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hallowed. That word hallowed right there is a very special word. The word hallowed right there literally means set apart or very important. That word hallowed, listen, you guys pay attention. That word hallowed means set apart. It means his name. It tells of who he is. It tells about who God is. Now, it says, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. The scripture says, hallowed be thy name. Set apart is your name. Important is your name. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the name of God. And as a matter of fact, I believe that in a lot of scripture and when in the Bible times, the names meant something. Each name was given and it meant something. And Jesus and God actually changed people's names and said, you're going to be called Israel. You're going to be called this, and your name was this, and now you're going to be called this. And each name meant something. But see, God's name has lots of meanings. God's name has many, many meanings. And literally, his name in the Greek is four letters. Are you ready for this? It's YHWH. YHWH. That's God's name. That's his like proper name. And we say Yahweh. Anybody ever heard the name Yahweh? All right, so this is God's name, Yahweh. And I believe that there's so much about God in his name. And the Bible talks a lot about the name of God and what his name means and the power in his name. And I want you to hear this. His attributes are in his name. The Bible says that he is the only, the Holy One, the Alpha and the Omega. Now, Alpha and Omega, you guys make this agree. letters, the Greek alphabet, right? Alpha's the first letter, and Omega's the last letter. Anybody know Greek? Anybody study Greek? Okay. It's the Greek alphabet. It's the first and the last. And some of you are in college, and you have Greek letters for your whatever, for your sorority or whatever. Listen, Alpha and Omega. God says, "I am the beginning and the end." And so the word Yahweh, the word Yahweh, it has a powerful meaning. It's a big meaning, but it really means the one and only. I am the one and only. And there was a question asked at one time. It says, "Who are you?" And Jesus said, "I am that I am. I am the I am." That, what an answer! I am the I am. There's power in His name. There is. It tells of who He is. He's the Alpha. He's everything in between. He's not only the Alpha and the Omega, but He's everything in between. He says, "I am A to Z, baby." That's what He said. "I'm A to Z, baby, and everything in between." That's who God is. He is the Alpha and Omega. Everything in between. His attributes, His character is in His name. Listen to these. I'm just going to give you some of the definitions of the names of God. I'm not going to give you the Greek ones, but I'm just going to give you the definitions. The Bible says that He is Yahweh. He is the Creator. He is Yahweh, the Shepherd. He is Yahweh, my banner. He is my banner. That means He is lifted high over my circle. He is lifted up over. He is a fortress against the enemy. He is my banner. Somebody needs to get that. He is my healer. He is Yahweh. He is my healer. He is my peace. He's my provider. He is the Lord that is present. He is the Lord of hosts. He is the Lord of righteousness. All of these, and there's so much more that are attributes and characteristics of God's name. So when He says, when you pray, say, "Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name." Praise, glory be Your name. Your name is set apart. So I want to challenge you with this. As you begin to grow in your prayer life, first of all, you have to recognize who God is. Know that He is my Father, and when you pray to Him, He wants to answer your prayers. Last week we talked a little bit, there's some scriptures there, that God wants to, He loves to answer your prayer, and He's standing at the door knocking and ready to open. So it's time for us to open up and let Him in. And let Him in and begin to realize that He is Father, He is Daddy God. He is the answer. He is the way. And secondly, is our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. So if you're praying, you understand who God is by His characteristics, by His name. God, You are my Creator. You are my Shepherd. You are my banner. You are my healer. You are my peace. You are my provider. You are here. You are present, ever-present help in my time. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the righteous King. You are everything. So this is the praise that comes out of us as we pray. Listen, I want to challenge you with this. If you don't start your prayer with praise, and I'm just wondering if you're doing it right, because I believe God says we enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. I want to challenge you with this. Start some prayer with praise. God, You are Daddy, and I thank You for, I praise You because You are everything. You're my Creator. You're my Provider. You're my Healer. You're my Peace. You're my Joy. You are the Righteousness. You are my Strong Tower. And just begin to declare who God is and lift that name high. He says, "Hallowed be the name of God. Holy is the name of God. Worthy is the name of God." His name is lifted high. And so as we are learning to pray, I want to challenge you with this. Recognize and know who You are. He is my Father. And declare that He is holy. His name is hallowed. And He is great and greatly to be praised. Can we bow our heads and pray for a moment? Why don't you guys stand with me? Why don't you guys stand with me tonight? Here's what I'd like to do as we conclude service tonight. I want you guys to pray. I want you guys to begin to expand your prayer. There's one thing to hear the Word, but it's another thing to respond to it. It's another thing to respond to God's Word. So I want you guys to respond to this Word. And I'm telling you, when you respond to God's Word, He will meet you right where you are, and He will transform your life and your prayer life. And I know that all of you want that. So we're going to pray this prayer and say, "God, I love You. And I thank You that You are Daddy God and that You love to give good gifts to me." And so why don't you just pray that? Say, "You are my Daddy God and I love You. And You want to give good gifts to me and I thank You for that." Just do that. Say, "God, I just thank You that You are a good Daddy. That You are a good Daddy God, that You love me, that You made me a part of Your family, that You asked me and You let me come in because You love me. And you made a way for me to be a part of your family and your kingdom and your purpose and your plan, because you are a good daddy and you want to bless me abundantly more than I can even understand. And I thank you for that, God. I thank you for blessing me, for calling me a part of your kingdom, a part of your family. And Lord, we say, your name is holy. And hallowed be your name. Your name is to be praised. And I thank you that you are my creator. Say that. Say, I thank you, you're my creator. I thank you that you're my provider. I thank you that you are my peace. Come on, say this prayer with me. I thank you that you're my peace. I thank you that you are my joy. I thank you that you are the beginning and the end. That you know me inside and out. I thank you because of your name is great. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. Now lift your hands all over this room right there and just say, God, I thank you. You are a good God. I bless you. Just pray out loud. Just take a minute and pray. I want you to exercise this moment. This is a moment of exercising your prayer. This new thing that you've learned tonight, we're going to use it. We're going to let God open our mouths and begin to speak out. Say, God, I thank you that you are my peace, that you are the righteous one, that you are the holy one, that you are my redeemer, that you are my peace and my joy and my strength. You are the joy of my salvation. I thank you, God. I bless you today. Thank you, God. You are holy. You are holy. You are set apart. You are a great King. I love you. I love you. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.